Welcome back to the WDKX podcast. This is Jasmine, your host, and I'm joined by two lovely ladies today, Miss Tia and Miss Brianna from the Urban League of Rochester. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thanks.
That's good. So, Tia, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do with the Urban League? Tell me a little bit about yourself and, you know, how you got to be where you are.
Okay. Well, I am a career advocate with the Urban League's Steps to Success. And what that is I assist individuals, participants in the program with basically their life goals coming in. Most of our participants, well, probation or parole, and wanting to get their lives back intact. So we sit down, we discuss a plan of action, whether it's going back to school, getting into the workforce, just trying to get just reacclimated back into society, trying to help them beat out all those extra barriers that usually surround why they're in the predicament that they're in now.
Right.
So sit down, focus on that, and just kind of also being like their little cheerleader.
Nice. So a support system for
definitely
them.
Definitely a support system for them.
Okay. And you said you're a community advocate?
Career advocate. Yes.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been with the Urban League really about a month.
Oh, wow. Yes. That's amazing.
Yes. I'm new, but type of person that I am, I just jump right in and just take action.
Yes. I thought you were, the way you made your face look, I thought you were going to say like an insane amount of years, like 20 years. And I was going to be like, girl, you don't even look like.
No, like maybe 30 days.
Okay. No, but that's great though.
Today, actually.
I think, yeah. She started August 5th.
Happy anniversary.
Happy 1 month anniversary. Yes. But I've been in this field for, oh my gosh, 10 years.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Very nice.
Just in different facets, different organizations, but that's my passion, my goal, just working with people and just helping them get to
humanitarian.
Where they need to be. Absolutely.
I love that. That's great. And Brianna, tell me a little bit about yourself, what you do with the Urban League.
So I've been with the Urban League for about 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. So for Project Steps to Success, I'm actually the director.
Okay.
I'm happy to work with Tia because we've had so many opportunities since she's joined the team. As far as the program, Tia kind of summed it up. But we are a reentry program, so those who have had involvement with the criminal justice system, it could be incarceration, probation, parole, it could be a charge, it could be a diversion program, out-of-home placement, all of those categories are eligible. We welcome those folks who usually are kind of discouraged and don't want to share their past, but we help them attain high school equivalency diplomas, we give job readiness training, occupational skills training so they can get a trade and become professionals, and also soft skills development, so like communication and things that we kind of know, but people in that population kind of struggle with. And also supportive services, so we can kind of pay for equipment for jobs, you know, small things like getting a permit, getting an ID, those things like that. And also personal development. So we do a lot. We're just about a year old, so fairly new.
Okay.
But we're happy to talk about the program.
Very nice. So is this something that you have developed, or was it through the Urban League?
Yeah, I understand what you're asking. Okay. So last summer, the Urban League was funded $2.5 million in reentry funding.
Oh, wow.
From U.S. Department of Labor, Employment and Training Administration, which is awesome. So we have about 3 years to roll the program out. You know, we're fairly new. So the Urban League has never done reentry, especially not adult reentry. So even beyond our program, which serves 18 and 24-year-olds, we also have another program who is still reentry but serves 25 and up, which is completely new to us. So very exciting, but a lot of work. So we need as many people to know as possible, as soon as possible, so that way we can get this cost-free program into the community.
Right. Wow, that's amazing. You're just helping people just because. What inspired the creation of these programs? Which, first of all, let me just clarify. So the young adult reentry programs, the two that Brianna and Tiara are referring to, Project Steps to Success, is the reentry program for
young adults
18 to 24.
Yes.
Correct.
And then there's Project BEAM,
yes,
which is 25 and up. So the same services, but just servicing different demographics.
Yes.
Correct.
Got you. Okay. So then what was the motivation behind creating these programs?
So the Urban League sought out funding for reentry because we've had a program called Youth Build for 20 plus years that has been serving folks who fall into that category, but not directly as reentry. So part of our grants is something called Reentry Employment Opportunities. And at the national level, that's really the focus. So the Urban League decided to step out into the community of reentry and sort of expand services. But our programs in workforce development have been working with them for a long time, but never as officially reentry. So again, we are brand new, trying to make sure that everybody knows about us, but just extending what we've done for 20 plus years already.
Wow, so you guys have just been expanding pretty much. Like that's awesome. But that's growth right there.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
I love that. So specifically, how do you help people? Like, okay, let's back and forth to Tia. So okay. Tia, how yes. specifically, like what hands-on things do you do with different people that enter this program specifically? Like how do you help them?
Okay, well, so far the individuals who I work with now, they are doing their GED training. So okay. I'm almost, and they're a little younger. Okay. So at this moment, I'm almost holding their hand while they're going through their GED training, making sure, almost like a second mom, if you will, making sure that they're coming to class, making sure that they're on time, making sure that they're in contact with their probation officers to ensure that they are in class, making sure that they're paying attention in class and that they're
holding them accountable.
Exactly, right. Definitely. Yeah. And also with the program, they get a small stipend for attending. For everything that they do, every piece of, every factor for coming to class and coming to the program, they earn points, which will, accumulate into an amount for them. And some of them, they don't have even a driver's license or a New York State ID. So now I'm assisting them with helping them get a New York State ID.
Wow.
So these are some of the sources that we do for them.
So you're really, really hands-on. Like, you are there.
Digging right in.
Wow. And that's, sometimes people need that, especially if this is a reentry program. So especially if they have to get reacclimated.
Right.
Because life goes on. While they're dealing with the justice system or dealing with whatever they're dealing with, life in the general public still goes on. Mm-hmm. And things change and technology advances. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to know that there's support out there for people that may have not been able to keep up with it,
And some of our participants are fairly young, so they're not even getting readjusted. They're just getting started.
They're just learning about life. Yeah, that's hard enough.
It's hard enough just doing it, on your own. But then when you're on your own and then you have this past that keeps, getting in the way, so now you have somebody that's behind you. You have somebody that's here for you, that understands, and that's going to be here for you to walk you through all these things to keep you from going back to jail.
Right. Absolutely. And then, Brianna, what are some of the things that, I know you're the director, so you seem like you're more big picture when it comes to things like this. What are some of the things that you contribute to it?
So, as far as, just to piggyback off of what Tia was saying, as far as that case management that she's providing, it's what you would expect with case management, but it's a little bit further because she's saying kind of like a second mom. So she's talking to participants about their kids going to school and about needs that they have and needing to get a permit because they want to drive, but we want them to do it legally, or communicating with probation officers, things like that. But at my level, I'm trying to organize trainings. I'm trying to make sure that people are eligible, and I'm trying to get the information out, and also to make sure that I'm providing as many resources as possible. So she briefly touched the stipends. So the stipend is provided based on participation in training activities. That could be job readiness, it could be education in the classroom, it could be tutoring, it could be occupational skills training, but it's based on attendance, being on time, and participation. So she's paying attention to whether they're receptive to the teacher, if they show up, if they're on time, if they're engaged, did they make progress, are they communicating about appointments, or if they can't be there. So she's very intense on that side. So I'm really just kind of rally the troops and kind of keep us on track as they go out and kind of do the work.
Nice. So let me just take a pause for the cause here. They get paid just to better their lives.
Yep.
That's it.
Wow.
Every 2 weeks.
Amazing.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Right.
And what an incentive that is.
It is.
If you come to this training, you will get paid. Not only will you learn something beneficial to your life, but you'll get paid to do it.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What? So can I join this program? Like, am I eligible?
Well.
But that's a great segue. So what is eligibility? I know for both of the programs, the ages are different, but they both provide the same type of services depending on, what they need. What is the eligibility to be a part of this program, both of these programs?
So for both programs, there has to be involvement with the criminal justice system. Like I was saying earlier, the young adult program.
In the past or current?
current or previous.
Okay.
So for the young adult program, it can be previous, it could be current. We just have to see that it happened. Mm-hmm. And that usually falls in the category of documentation, which is not always there, but we try to be as flexible as possible. Also, folks do have to live in the city of Rochester. We're trying to serve high poverty, high crime areas, but also those who are low income. So we're welcoming everybody to come, and we just kind of want to decide with everybody on a one-on-one basis if they're eligible. The program is completely cost-free. Mm-hmm. We have literally one restriction regarding a certain conviction, but we're happy to work with anybody. Mm-hmm. Again, it's cost-free. If they're low-income, live in the city of Rochester, we're happy to work with them. Now, the adult program, they do have to be released from incarceration within 6 months. So that means
within
that...
Within 6 months of starting the program.
Yes,
okay.
6 months of enrollment. But as far as everything else, eligibility is pretty across the board. Those who are low-income have involvement, and we're ready to work with them.
Wow.
We just don't have a lot of people who know about us.
Yeah, because, you know, especially in the city of Rochester, you know, over the years, I've seen time and time again, we're on national news for our crime rates and for our incarceration rates and for our poverty rates and for, especially in the black community, the living conditions. Recently, there was just a report about how it's so terrible for African Americans to live here. So
right. I saw that.
Yeah, so knowing all of these things about our city, it's amazing that there's a program to help kind of, not necessarily reverse things, but at least help you pick up from where you left off and try to, you know, move forward. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So that we got the eligibility. Now, if I'm eligible for this program, how do I get involved? Like, do I have to fill out an application? Do I contact you? How do I do this?
We have made it super easy for you.
Okay.
So you can text us.
Whoa! I text all the time.
Yes.
What?
You can text us at area code 585-270-1459. We'd like your name. We'd like you to tell us how old you are and the best callback number, and one of our staff will reach out to you to set up an appointment. And when they call, they're going to go over some basic information, where you live, how old you are, what your involvement was, and a couple other details, and then you'll come in for an intake appointment and get you started.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
That's it.
Literally a text.
That's all it takes.
A text.
Wow.
A text to change your life.
Wow, that's it. So it's super simple. So, okay, so a text message. I assume there's other different ways to get in contact with you. How else can I contact you?
You can also call that number.
Okay.
You can call our main building at 325-6530, and you can ask for the reentry programs. Please say reentry program so you get our staff, because we are housed in a separate office. You can email us. You can whatever way, honestly. But we prefer for you to call or text that first number, that 270 number.
And that's the main one that you prefer people to use. Okay, so call or text. I recommend you text if you're not good at phone conversations.
Right.
585-270-1459.
You can also go to the Urban League of Rochester's Facebook page and send us a message.
Facebook message. Y'all really speaking to the millennials right now.
We're trying.
That is amazing. So super easy to join. If you are eligible for this program, you can text, Facebook, call, and someone will be in contact with you to help you get involved in the program.
Yes.
Now, I go through all of this. I find out I'm eligible. I text you guys. Someone calls me. We set up a meeting. I'm here. What am I going to learn from this program?
So that depends on your goals. So if you need to complete your education, we have two different class times per day, Monday through Thursday, for you to go.
And that's for the GED certification?
That's for high school equivalency diplomas. We have Friday afternoons. Tutoring is available to you. Friday mornings, personal development. On Thursdays, we have employment-focused services. So Tia has been working with her participants on completing an individual employment plan, if you want to talk about what's on that. As far as occupational skills training, which is the end goal, we have four different areas that we focus on. Food service, construction, advanced manufacturing, and healthcare for some situations, because those who are criminally involved, it's kind of hard to get those certifications, but we do include it for some cases. But you receive all of that. So we kind of want to make a list of what you need and what you want to do and get you started.
So it's tailored to the individual.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. And then you mentioned Tia could expand on the job.
It's an IEP.
IEP.
Yes.
Okay.
And what that is, it basically breaks down the employment needs or opportunities for that individual. It, like I said, everything is all tailored toward that person. So we see exactly what goals, what factors that they have, things that they can expand on.
So we have financial literacy included.
That's a good one.
It is. So yes. If you want to save money and learn how to pay your bills
on time. I'm going to need to take that class. I'm going to need to just hop in for one class.
Like short-term goals, yes. Long-term goals, and also services needed to achieve those goals. Mm-hmm. And then on the back sheet is the most important sheet because it gives a date as to when we're accountable to help you. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be very specific and set a date so we can help you make those small decisions that lead to the bigger goal. So we've kind of thought about every little piece. We just need people to come in and say, hey, I'm willing. I don't care about my past. Help me. Right. So,
and now I'm kind of picking up on a similar theme that I heard you both mention. Is it common that people don't want the help because of their pride, because they're too embarrassed about their past? Mm-hmm. Wow.
I had some parents and grandmothers kind of say, well, my grandson needs to go, my son needs to come.
But they won't make the decision.
But the individual has to be the one that comes to us. And then sometimes when they do come to us, I'm like, okay, so tell me about yourself. They don't know what to say. And I'm like, well, you told me that you're criminally involved. You've had some involvement in the past. Tell me more about that. And they're like, well, it was something. And they kind of glaze over it. But we want to hear about it. This is the place where we welcome your background.
No judgment zone.
Let's move past it.
Yeah. So. Wow. And I can understand that. I mean, especially if you're trying to not necessarily change, but be better. You're trying to grow from past mistakes. It's definitely hard to kind of go back and have to relive it. But, you know, it's for the betterment of yourself. Mm-hmm. And these two ladies are not going to judge you. They're not going to. Not at all. None of the staff will judge you. Mm-hmm. None of them will talk about you. I mean, they just want to help.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful. I love that energy. I love that. That's beautiful. So now, as far as classes go and workshops, are these varying times or do you guys have a set schedule or like how does that work?
Well, our classes are Monday through Thursday. We have two different class times. We have a morning session that's from 9 to 11:30, and then we have an afternoon session that's 12:30 to 3.
Okay, nice. So you have different times for people to choose from. Mm-hmm.
And
so it's flexible.
They can choose on their own.
Yeah, awesome. So this is flexible. This works for you. Mm-hmm. They work with you.
Yes.
Yeah. They help you. If you don't have any goals, they're going to help you get some goals.
Right.
All right.
And we're coming to you. So you might catch Tia or myself or any of our staff in the community. We're at probation twice a week, every other week.
Mm-hmm. You're at probation?
We're at probation.
Wow. That's where you... Yes, that's perfect.
So if you see us, please catch us. Text that number. And we're happy to start working with you.
Wow. Two amazing, beautiful souls here to help you with adult reentry with Project BEAM for 25 and up, or if you are a young adult and you want to enter to the Project Steps to Success, if you're between the ages of 18 to 24, you can enter in that way as well. And it's super easy. Just send a text, 585-270-1459, telling your name, telling your age, and a callback number, and they will contact you. Hit them up on Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook.
Everybody
and their grandmother is on Facebook. Aunties, uncles, even little kids are on Facebook. Yeah. So if you are breathing, you probably have a Facebook. Hit them up on Facebook. What's the name on Facebook?
Urban League of Rochester.
Urban League of Rochester. You can't miss it. And you can also call their main line if you're not able to text or call the other line, or if you're not able to Facebook them, the main line is 325-6530. You can email them, go to the Urban League website, ulr.org.
Yes.
Yep. Go ulr.org. There's no excuse. There's people here to help you for free. They'll pay you.
Right.
And you can develop yourself and be better and be a resource to yourself. I'm about to join this program. I don't know. I don't understand. Like, just do it. Send a text. Because, I mean, and then here's the thing. Let's say I send you a text and I decide, you know what, this just isn't for me. I don't want free money. I don't want to be better. You guys don't make people do it. There's no obligation.
This is completely voluntary.
So at least just see about it. You know what I mean? Just see what it's about and see if it can help you, because I'm sure that
they
can.
And also, after they've reached whatever goals have been specified, we follow them for a year after they've completed whatever credentials.
So it's not just one and done.
Mm-hmm. No. Once you complete, and you may think you're exited, we'll still be calling you for another year afterwards.
Check up.
Holding
them
accountable. Yes. Listen.
If you need any other services, any other assistance with anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, amazing. So Project Steps to Success, Project BEAM, these are amazing free resources to city residents in need. Please take advantage, you guys. Please. Miss Tia, Miss Brianna, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. Thank you for sharing all of your knowledge. I learned so much stuff about this amazing program I'm about to be in. thank you for tuning in to the WDKX podcast. We are signing off.